Nature writer Jackson Landers takes a lot of risks in the wild. He's ended up in the emergency room a bunch of times. Most recently, he found himself in the hospital after a run-in with a black widow spider living on his front porch.
When I finally got bitten, I really should have known better. I knew that they were there on that front porch, and I had left a pair of water shoes, like aqua socks, on the front porch. I'd been writing all day, and I decided to go catch dinner. And so I grabbed the shoes and a cast net and a fishing pole, and I drove about 5 miles to the fishing spot, got out of the car, and I put the shoes on. I took a few steps, and I felt a stinging sensation. And at first, I thought maybe it was I had a thorn or something in the shoe. And then it got worse, and it felt like an insect bite. It felt like a bee sting or something. I took the shoe off. I saw two tiny little pinpricks, and I knew it wasn't a bee sting. It was something had bitten me. I was sort of in denial about what was happening. I walked down to the water and I went fishing and I caught 3 catfish. And as I was fishing, the pain got worse and worse. I felt this warmth in my abdomen, and the warmth turned into a tightness, and then the tightness turned into pain, and it was like being punched in the stomach. And that was when I knew that I had to get out of there while I was still able to drive. The venom is a neurotoxin. It causes muscle spasms and contractions. And by the time I got into the parking lot in the ER, it was like a vice grabbing my abdomen. This doctor, this toxicologist, sat down and talked to me for a while, and he said, listen, we're doing this study with an experimental new anti-venom. Would you be willing to test it? And I said, what's your track record? He said, well, you'd be the fourth person to volunteer. So what happened with the last ones? He said, well, I think two of them got the placebo. When they finally put this substance into my IV, there were, I think, 14 or 15 people in the room. It was this moment of incredible tension, and I felt something. It was almost a high. It was this incredible, magical warmth that spread through my arm, and I could feel it spreading, through my arm and through my chest, and it was a wave of relief as pain was erased, literally, with every heartbeat pushing a little bit farther. And within 10 minutes, I was completely recovered. I felt fine. And they were able to discharge me just a few hours later. It was the first time they'd seen a black widow bite that didn't need to be admitted. I was discharged at 3 a.m., and I went home, and I collapsed into bed. And I woke up at some point the next day. I went downstairs to make a cup of coffee, and I saw a spider crawling on the floor. And right there was a male black widow. And I took a few pictures of it, and then that guy had to go.
Jackson Landers has moved out of the spider-infested house, but he says whenever he sees a messy web close to the ground, he can't help but stop and stare.